Good afternoon, listeners. Thank you for joining us on WISR 680 AM. I'm Tyler Frio, and this is the extended news at noon. And we're going to be talking financial news here on this Friday afternoon. We are joined by Howie Penteny of Penteny Capital Management in Portersville. He joins us over the phone. Howie, good afternoon.
Hey, Tyler.
Howie, let's start with the Dow. This has been another positive, well, at least heading into Friday morning, we saw another positive trend, or at least hanging right around above 26,000 points. But as you had said, you're looking at percentages. And at one point here, especially over the past 3 months, we were looking year-to-date the Dow down 30%. What's that rebound look like so far?
Well, it's just been huge, Tyler. The rebound, which started in late March, has so far rebounded over 40%. So it went down 30, up 40, and that's where we are now. We're still, not including today, we're still down about 3.5% on most market averages year to date. So 3.5 is better than 30.
I mean, that is a remarkable turnaround. I mean, we're talking about a nearly 27% difference. What are some of the reasons? Was this anticipated? Was this expected to really be this significant of a rebound? Or were there just so many questions that people were operating in just kind of this world of the unknown?
Well, I think that this has been a difficult time. And I think that the market has been affected by different sorts of increases. And, you know, a lot of it, if you watch cable news on the televisions, you get nothing but negative stuff 24 hours a day, generally speaking. One of the things I like about you guys is that you just report the truth and what's going on, and that's it. You don't do it, you know, it's not political or anything. But the headlines have been responsible for the market actions both up and down. The other day, just the other day, the market was down, you know, 500 or 600 points, turned around, went up 1,000 points in one day because of headlines. The headlines were bad in the morning, so the market was down. When I saw it, it was down about 600.
Mm-hmm.
And then the headlines changed during the day, and the market went up 400, which was a 1,000-point swing. That's where we are with the stock market today. Generally speaking, not always true, but generally speaking, the markets are determined by what's cooking with companies. How profitable are they? Where are interest rates? You know, how's everything going from a fundamental basis? Well, that doesn't count anymore. You know, it's all about what's in the headline. So it's a very difficult environment. And, you know, you and I have talked. I think that investors have to be courageous to be an investor. But if you can be courageous and put yourself through this ups and downs, you know, generally speaking, historically, if you bought the Dow Jones Industrial Average 120 years ago, mm-hmm. and you didn't sell it, it was impossible to lose money.
Yeah.
So, if you know, so far, we don't know what's going on in the future, of course, but so far, you know, that's exactly what happens. You have to be courageous. You know, it's not fun. Tyler, it's not fun to watch your account. Say if you have a $300,000 account.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fun to watch your account go to $200,000. There's nothing fun about that.
No.
And so you have to be courageous to be an investor, and you have to believe in America. And, you know, when push comes to shove, America is still the place. Even with all of our dirty linens out there, America is still the place. It's where all the money comes when everybody's scared. I mean, when there are financial problems throughout the world, the dollar gets stronger because those people are all taking their money out of those countries and buying the dollar. And you've been seeing a little bit of that going on with gold. I think gold turned really because of demand. And gold's up, you know, we'll talk about that. Gold's up this year, and one of the reasons is that most of the central banks didn't own any gold or didn't own much. Now they have to catch up. See, they got to go out there and buy gold. So just in the recent past, gold is up about 10%. So That might continue. We'll have to wait and see because I sure don't know. But that might continue as we go along. And this is, this is not a stock recommendation or any sort of recommendation to buy things. I'm just telling you what I think. And it just looks higher, but so does the stock market. You know, the stock market looks higher, but I'm telling you right now, we get bad news and, the market could go back down. So you have to be prepared for that.
And we are talking with Howie Pensioni of Pensioni Capital Management. And like he said, this is not individual advice on the stock market. If you are seeking individual advice, we encourage you to consult your financial advisor. But we are talking financial news here. And Howie, I mean, I go back to when we talked in late March, I think it was. And as the stock market was trending downward, as news of the coronavirus and it expanding across the United States, you essentially said, look, this is going to stay this way until you start to see good news headlines. And I think even you mentioned it there in your past answer, but basically we're seeing this volatility just based off of headlines. And I think you alluded to it. Is this something that is now the new normal when it comes to the stock market, or is this just a flash in the pan?
Tyler, it'll go away. I think that, we're just not used to this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've never been through anything like this before. I've been in this business for decades. I've never seen anything like this. Now, I'm pretty comfortable with everything because I'm just an old-time asset allocator, so my assets are allocated in different places. So I just try not to, I try to get rid of the fluff and just look at what's going on. But this has been tough, man. I think that people have had, and most of the investors that I talk to have been patient. They haven't panicked. And, they realize that until this virus, which could be still serious, who knows? I don't know. And those things are still going on. And you have to be confident that, hey, this is going to end one of these days. This is America. These are American markets. We'll work our way through there. We just don't know when.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. You and I were laughing about this. The markets were down because, oh my goodness, we're going to have bad retail sales. Nobody's selling automobiles. I mean, all of this was true. The business came to almost a standstill in March. It was not good. Mm-hmm. People had lost their jobs. I mean, it really looked bad. And that was the time to be greedy. If you look back, Warren Buffett said, when other people are fearful, you should be greedy. And that's exactly, but man, it's tough to do that. If you're an individual investor, it's very difficult when things are really, really bad to be optimistic. But that's exactly what you have to do. And, we talked about those retail sales. Well, a lot of the economists and so on were flabbergasted the other day. Retail sales were up 17% plus in May over April. Well, what would you expect? I mean, if they hadn't been up 17%, I would have been concerned, wouldn't you?
Really? Yeah, I mean,
Retail sales had to increase. And now that automobile dealers are back in business, they can sell. Restaurants are back in business. I think that you're going to see numbers that are going to be vastly improved if we don't have any more groupings of bad news. I'm an optimist. I'm in the optimism business, And I think that it seems to me that if everybody gets back to work and everybody starts working, people are going to start spending money again. They've already started. I mean, I was out at Moraine Point, not Moraine, but I was out at the Big Butler Fair area yesterday, and they've got some food trucks out there, if you will. There's five or six of them. Let me tell you something. They were jammed.
Mm-hmm.
It was good to see. I like seeing that kind of stuff. When I went out a couple of weeks ago and the traffic on the highways was heavier, I was pretty happy to see that. I was happy to see people out. Even though they've got masks on, which is intelligent, and they're at the grocery store, I was glad to see people out. I mean, it's very encouraging to see some sort of normalcy taking place. And you still, most people are still not comfortable, you know, in huge crowds of people. And I think that's wise. You know, you got to be, you have to use common sense. It's common sense. And I think until all this gets, you know, gets out of the way, if you will, you know, wearing a mask is a great idea. I wear one. And, you know, I think that you have to do that. If you don't do it, you're just taking a chance, which in my mind is not necessary.
Well, and I think as you look at it from a market standpoint, too, if you want to see maybe an increase in consumer confidence, perhaps masks do play a role in that. If people are confident in when they go out to a retail store, a grocery store, wherever it may be, and they have a mask on, there's a chance that they're going to be a little bit more inclined to go out and do some shopping, which then in turn could potentially reinvigorate the economy.
Well, I think it's kind of funny, you know, if you want to see a lot of people positive, let the stock market be doing well.
Yeah.
There's a lot of us that have money in the market through our retirement accounts, pension plans, whatever. And so it used to be, you know, there's some rumor, if you will, that only the rich people benefit from good stock markets. And to a certain degree, that they're the ones that benefit the most. Mm-hmm. However, the people who hold retirement accounts, IRA, individual retirement accounts, pension plans, foundations, you know, those people who have money invested, why, they just love a nice market. You know, it makes you feel good. It makes you feel better. It makes you feel more secure. And I think that that would help also, Tyler, if the markets would stabilize in here and begin to move, at least in a neutral position, if not down, you know. And I think that everybody would feel better if you see that. And there's, I keep trying to explain to everybody, there's nothing wrong. There's not going to be anything wrong with the economy, most likely. The economy is probably going to repair itself if we don't have any more issues and we don't have more and higher unemployment. You know, all bets are off if things go wrong and we have more unemployment. But if that doesn't happen, I just think it's going to improve dramatically, and it could be interesting to watch it. So I like it when I go out to Interstate 79 very close to my house, and I see a whole bunch of cars headed on Interstate 79. Nothing gives you more confidence than heavy traffic. You don't like it, but it's good to see it, you know. And so I enjoy seeing that. And I can hear the interstate from my house where I live. And at night, man, it was quiet. You know, back in March, it was quiet. And now I'm hearing big trucks all over the place. So I think that we're repairing everything. We just need to hope that it continues.
And we're talking with Howie Penchiney of Penchiney Capital Management. And again, a reminder, listeners, we're not giving out individual stock market, Wall Street advice here. We're just talking financial news overall. And I want to get back to a point that you just made there, Howie, that there was really no underlying issues with the American economy. This is different than the housing crash of 2008. This was nothing really wrong financially with the American economy. It was a virus that came in and just essentially shut down America for a couple of months.
It was kind of funny. I said back in February, I told some investors, I said, you know, the market looked pretty good to me back then. I don't know everything, but it looked pretty good. And I told investors that, hey, this market may go down. If it does, it will be something unexpected. You know, I wish I could have sold that somehow, you know, but that it was a lucky guess is what it was. Mm-hmm. Because I believe that if, and again, this is my opinion, I believe that had the coronavirus not come along, that this stock market would have continued its upward move. But you know something? Stuff like this happens. Markets don't go straight up. So it's not, you know, I was not surprised that, you know, the coronavirus came trotting down out of the heavens and came in here and got us because I just kind of thought something is going to happen because this market had been not straight up, you know, but it had been going up for almost 10 years. So I just kind of thought that something was going to have to happen. And, you know, I should have kept my mouth shut because it sure did happen.
Well, let's talk long game here, Howie. And I know it's tough to get into the prediction business, but you emphasize always essentially playing this out long term and talking about trying to be that confident investor. What does it take and what would be your encouragement for people who are possibly looking into the idea? They feel maybe a little bit more confident now in the stock market. If they were thinking about investing at this point, what would be your message to them? Essentially, this would be Howie Pentany's interpretation of the market today if you were someone looking to get into it.
Did I pay you to ask this question? No, this is the Howie Pentany. People come to me and they say, "Okay, how do I get money? How do I accumulate money?"
Mm-hmm.
And I say to them, "This is the easiest thing in the world. You work hard, you save your money, and you invest." The people who have been investing that I've known for, you know, I know them for years, I don't have anybody that I know of who's in trouble financially. And I do have some people who lost their jobs, but they had worked hard, they had saved their money, and they had invested. So they had something to fall back on. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you have to do. In my view, it's easy. Work hard, save your money, and invest. And save your money as you can save it. If you can't save a lot, save something. Save something. And if you do that, my favorite way is to do it every paycheck. You know, if you've got some money every paycheck, save it, invest it, and over a long period of time, that's historically been something that's worked, and people who have done that have been better off financially. So that's my advice. If you're just starting out, do something every month, every week, do it with regularity, and save it, then invest it, and hang on. If you do those things historically, that's been the secret to having money.
He's Howie Pentany, Pentany Capital Management. Any final words, Howie?
No, I think that's it. I mean, I think we'll get around this. This is America. This will, you know, we'll recover from this. Mm-hmm. I don't have a clue when that is. I don't know whether it's a month from now, 2 months from now. I don't know whether it's next year. But hang in there and keep saving your money. And I think that we'll work our way through this because that's just what we do in America.
Howie Pentany, Pentany Capital Management. And again, a reminder, listeners, this was not individual financial advice, but again, just more talking financial market. Howie, thanks for the time as always.
Thanks, Tyler. Take care.
Have a good weekend, listeners. Tyler Friel, WISR 680 AM.